Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan here on Audio Boo. Yesterday, I listened to a short piece of audio from Robert, who is at RJNet on Audio Boo. And Robert had put up a piece of audio about 4 minutes long, I think. And it was purely a dialogue, if you like, from a passenger. I believe it was in a train, I may be wrong. But that was sharing a carriage, if you like. Not with Robert, but in the same carriage. And this person was on his mobile phone talking to someone and talking so loud that Robert was able to capture all the audio for that period of time, that 4 or 5 minutes. And it was quite personal stuff about medical, personal health, etc. And obviously the guy, when you hear it, if you've listened to it, is speaking so loud everyone in the carriage could hear exactly what he was saying. So Robert put this piece of audio up with a title that some conversations are better had private. I don't know what he meant by that. But Robert didn't put any other audio of his own to this as a prefix or a suffix or whatever, or addendum to the audio. So when I listened to it, and I didn't listen all the way through because I kind of realised that this was all about this guy. So I was really confused about why Robert put this up, because his title was saying this guy's conversation should have been private. In other words, he should have kept it to himself. And I was confused because I was saying to myself, well, why is Robert then publishing this if he feels that the guy's conversation should be private? So basically it was a bit of confusion. So Robert got back to me in a personal DM boo and asked me what, in a nice way, very nice way of course, like Robert does, what I was thinking when I put that query to his post, to his audio boo. And so when I got home yesterday evening, I replied to Robert and explained where the confusion come in. But I had time to think about it, and I could see this from an entirely different angle. And between myself and Robert, we knocked about a few ideas about what or how deep you could go into this. And it wasn't as simple as what it may have appeared at the start, that Robert captured a piece of one person's private life because they were basically publicising it, bugling it all over a carriage and posting it up to Audio Boo for everyone to listen to it. It actually goes a bit deeper than that. The more I thought about it, the more deeper I could go into it. So one of the things that came out of that, in my head anyway, and I did speak to Robert and asked him if he would mind if I did a follow-up boo, a public boo on this, and he was quite happy for me to do so. I've no doubt Robert will do his own at some time. But one main theme came out of this for me was that what is a private conversation in this modern day? Can you actually have a private conversation on a mobile device, on public transport or in a public place? It could be a train, it could be a bus, it can be in a pub, but you could be standing there with your mobile device and talking to someone else and revealing, because you're not whispering, you're not leaning across a table to converse with someone, or they're not shoulder to shoulder, and you're actually bugling it. And as we all know, in this modern day, most people, when they're on a mobile phone in a public place, raise their voice considerably to the extent that most of us can hear their conversations. And they seem to be either quite happy with that or quite immune to the fact that everyone is hearing all their conversations. So, as I said, going back to what the main theme that came out of that for me is, what is a private conversation? In other words, Robert posted that piece of audio. If, for example, the person involved found that piece of audio, what claim could they have on Robert that they had breached their civil rights by putting that piece of audio onto a public timeline in Audioboo, because they actually publicised what they were saying by the manner that they were saying it, in other words, the volume. And not just the volume, but the fact that they were discussing personal, private matters in a public place. And that public place can be anywhere. So what do you think about that? Do we give up our rights to privacy if we actually converse? And I'm using mobile devices because this is where this came from originally. But, and simply because when people are on mobile devices, they do raise their voices considerably. But it can just be a conversation in a pub, a bar. Do we give up the rights to our privacy in conversation if we are actually broadcasting? And I use that term. Broadcasting our conversations and possibly parts of our private lives, our domestic lives, our family lives, in a public place. Is it any longer a private matter if you discuss openly in a private place? I know that some people will expect or say that they would expect anyone hearing their conversation to respect that privacy. But is it private anymore? You know, it's just a question, and it just made me think more about what Robert did and highlighted that particular fact in my mind. What is private anymore? What is public? And what rights do we, should we be able to claim if we are doing such, or having such conversations in public places? I don't know. Just a thought. Let me know what you think. Bye for now.